Have you ever been in the office of a credit union manager in your life, right? I bet you haven't, right? None of you have ever been in the office. I think you might actually be a credit union manager for all I know listening to this. But I can tell you, I'm in the office of a credit union manager who may want to remain anonymous. I don't know. But I'm going to introduce you to him, and he's going to tell you what kind of work he does, just to give you a flavour of, you know, what does a credit union manager do? So I'm going to hand the controls over to this man, and he's going to say whatever he likes. He may not even tell you his true name.
Thank you, Paul. My name is Dermot. What do I do? There are no 2 days the same. They can range from trying to help members with some of their problems to dealing with staff issues to dealing with members of the community that we operate in to trying to get month-end accounts out so that we can keep the board updated on how the credit union is doing financially.
Okay, hang on. What time did you get up out of bed this morning?
7:15.
Okay. What time did you leave your house going to work at?
Late this morning, it was 9 o'clock.
And is it true that you are so committed to sustainability that you come to work on a bicycle?
Slight exaggeration. My bicycle has a number of horses under the bonnet.
So you drove to work and you got here at 9 o'clock?
I got here about 9:15 probably.
And what did you do first, the very first thing you did?
The very first thing I did when I came into the office was I called into Sarah downstairs to talk about how we would run a staff meeting, because we have a training session every Wednesday from 9:30 until about 10:15.
You did this before you made yourself a cup of tea at work?
Yes, actually.
Do you drink tea or coffee?
I drink tea mostly, but the cup of tea is very important, Paul.
So this morning, when was your first cup of tea?
First cup of tea was, I think, probably at 11 o'clock.
After you'd done this, did you have a staff meeting this morning?
Well, ask Rob.
We did indeed.
Now, hang on, we've got Rob come in. Who's Rob?
Rob is...
Is that his real name, by the way, or is he incognito as well?
Well, we'll ask him, does he want to remain incognito? We'll call him Robert Buchelby, will we?
Okay.
But Rob is working on an internship with us for the summer and is working on our multimedia position. And he's only been here a couple of days, but we see a remarkable improvement already. It's great to have him on the team, and I think that his interaction with the staff so far for somebody who's only just in has been absolutely terrific.
Yeah, I want to ask Rob something. Tell me, please. You're a multimedia student, I know that.
Yes.
Why on earth would a place like a credit union, right, I don't know, we haven't even said which credit union this is, and I'm fully prepared for it to be anonymised, but why on earth would a credit union actually want to be multimediaed?
Well, for the same reason that every other business does. I mean, they want people getting in the door. They want to tell people what they're doing, like, and get people excited about doing services with them. So basically, I'm here to get them talking about it online and get people interacting.
You mean you are a promoter of conversations?
Yes, online mainly, through Facebook and Twitter. And we're on Twitter there at @Ballincollig_CU. And we're on our Facebook page as well, so check that out. Like, we're celebrating 40 years this year, so we want to keep you up to date on that as well.
And when did you two meet? Now, here I'm talking to two men, and I just want to know, where did you physically first set eyes on each other, face to face?
I think it was nearly 2 weeks ago, this Friday.
Yes.
And it was great, you know what I mean? It's really good to meet someone like Dermot, who's very eager to kind of get in there and, you know, utilise everything to do a better job and, you know, to help the community out as well.
You're next. Well, how did you find him?
How I found him was through a very interesting force of nature known as Bernie. We happened this morning not to have read our emails before we looked out the window, and we saw Bernie walking across the plaza. And I said to Rob and to Colin that there was incoming Bernie.
An exocet.
But Bernie is an absolute minefield, that was a Freudian slip, mine of brilliant ideas about how to use media, how to promote a credit union as part of the community, and how to utilise the creativity that all our young people have. So he has come up with the idea of engagement started with a talk about the pen and pixel competition. He actually agreed to do a telephone conversation, and then he got into his car and came down here to Ballincollig about 3 weeks ago. The idea of taking somebody on an internship came up with that, and we haven't really stopped since.
So I mean, Rob is in here. The whole thing happened in the last 3 weeks?
In 3 weeks, absolutely.
Well, okay, look, you're the manager, right? A man in a suit. I tell you, he's wearing a tie, a suit, and his black shoes are actually shined. I mean, I think of you kind of guys as very stuffy, conservative bankers, and I don't think of the credit union as being any way radical. I'm reasonably surprised, says he, practicing understatement. Come on, what turned you on to all this stuff?
Well, we've got to be part of the community. This is part of the community. And the other thing is, from a business point of view, if we don't start to deliver now what people have already looked for from other institutions and what we hope they look for from their credit unions, we'll be dead. We will be dinosaurs. So we've got to adapt, we've got to change. And I suppose the one mantra I have is that, by and large, all change is very positive. It's for the good. And I'm old enough to remember when, if you bought a car, a radio was an optional extra. Think of what you get in your car nowadays. So we've got to change, we've got to adapt. If we don't, forget it. Curl up in the corner and die.
Okay, I'm showing you, and this started with me, I'm showing you Audioboo, right?
Absolutely.
It's a free app on the iPhone. Now, look, the reason I was showing to you is I suddenly thought that if you... Have you got a smartphone?
I have.
Okay. You could, every morning, when you're getting into your car, and you credit union people have huge cars,
I'm sure. Absolutely.
Mobile studios, right? But you could have this sitting on your dashboard, hands-free, turn it on, diary of a credit union manager going to work on a Monday. You could do a Monday morning one.
Yes.
You could also do a Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday one. You could do a daily one, right? And I bet you that every credit union manager in the country would be listening to it. That's certain.
Yes.
Right? I'm certain of that, right? Now, that isn't what you're in business to do, right?
No.
However, you might be giving them a really good example of how to connect with their community, because the next thing is you'll find people in Ballincollig listening to this fella coming to work here every day.
That's a really good idea, Paul. Absolutely.
And I'm not charging you for that. That's a free idea.
Thank you. You must have heard that credit unions try not to pay for anything. Ask Rob.
No, but it is. Isn't it true? I mean, Rob, what do you think?
Yeah, I think it's a good idea, like, definitely.
Yes.
And, diary of a credit union? I mean, you can talk.
Yes, not as clearly or as distinctly as you do, but
thank goodness you're different. Two of me would drive people mad.
But you're a good communicator, do you know what I mean? That's the main thing, like, you're good with ideas and you're good at creating buzz as well, like, and
thank you.
But you want your own voice. Don't mind.
Yes.
Don't mind the radio voice. Just, you know.
Yeah, the normal.
The normal stuff, you know.
Yes.
And if you feel tired in the morning, you say, oh, I'm bloody well tired today.
Mm.
Right? You know that. Well, you know yourself.
Yes.
Who would
you
be interested in listening to?
Well, that's true. And this is recording all...
This is going in the public domain now in a minute. Are you happy for this
to be
shared?
Quite happy.
Really?
Absolutely.
While it's on, I just tell you the next thing is, when we have finished in a minute, right, I'll hit this pause, stop button, right? I will take your photograph on the machine, right? Then I will put a title on it. You can invent a title, something you think would be catchy. That's you. I'm going to let you invent the title, right?
Okay.
Not me, right? And then we put some tags on it.
Okay.
Now, I know you're literate because I saw you calling up YouTube a minute ago. And we recorded a YouTube film was made in your office.
Absolutely.
Wasn't it?
It was.
Yeah? Between a 4-year-old girl and a 61-year-old man, to be brutally honest, me and her. But basically, you know, so you can tag it. And then this Audioboo is actually, what time is it now? It's 2:15. By 2:30, at the very, very latest, and certainly probably by 2:20, this will be out there, and Google will find it.
Get away. That's why we need to be trying to find our feet and our voice in this place. Absolutely.
What's your name?
My name is Dermot Long.
How can anyone who wants to get in touch with you at the credit union here get in touch with you most easily?
They can either ring... 021-4208-300, or they can email admin@bcu.ie.
And if they ring, who will they speak to?
They will most likely speak with Linda, because I don't answer the phone all the time, Paul, but they'll most likely speak with Linda, but any of our staff are very friendly and they'll either pass the message on to me, and if I'm tied up, I'll get back to them as quickly as
and
I
if,
can.
And if they email admin, will they get a reply?
Oh, yes.
Do you have a policy on that?
We do. We reply to all. Yes.
Great. Okay, you can say goodbye.
Goodbye now. What have I let myself in for? You're talking about to somebody who has...